Hello everyone, welcome to North and South Podcast. This is Tim speaking. It is a Friday night in August and I've got the window open letting the sounds of the cars on the road outside come in. Hope it's not too much of a distraction. Also, I live in a working environment, shall we say, so you might hear a few people in the background. Hope you're all well. This is going to be a little bit of a podcasting episode, and I'm not entirely sure when I'm going to release this, but I just wanted to say that Claire Berry was on the podcast a couple of months ago. We did a podcast on ADHD and neurodiversity. She does a show called Femme de la Femme, which is a comedy show, and it's on September the 22nd in Liverpool. I'm going to put the link in the notes. I'm hoping to go to that if I can get some childcare sorted. But I am hoping to go along to support that. Claire was absolutely fantastic on the podcast. So please, if you can, go along and support these local comedy nights. I've also been speaking to a lad called Matt Jones, who does a podcast called So Yous Do Comedy. USE, So Yous Do Comedy, which is a bit of a Scouse thing, a Liverpool thing. And he does a podcast every month on the local Liverpool comedy scene. And you should check that podcast out as well. It's on YouTube, So Yous, USE, Do Comedy. So I'll get permission from Matt to share that with you. I'm sure he'll be okay with that. Matt also does gigs around Liverpool, and they've got a good team on that podcast who do gigs around Liverpool and the North West and as far as Wales and other places doing podcasts. I also want to thank Paul Dargan, who did his great podcast, Mersey Talk, which I have mentioned a few times. Paul was on a podcast many months ago. He's a real legend, and he was an inspiration to me getting into podcasting. I'm just going to talk about why podcasting is so much of a thing at the minute. I'm hoping to do a community interest company, set up a community interest company that does podcasting and education in the local community in the near future. And I was inspired by Steve Reed, who was on this podcast as well a few months ago. He does a CIC based over the water, which if you're from Liverpool means the Willow Peninsula on the other side of the River Mersey, and he does some great work with that CIC over on the Willow. And check out the details from that podcast with Steve Reed. I've been inspired to try and take podcasting out into the community to make a bit of a meaningful difference, so watch this space. But I think podcasting, it changes things like washing the dishes and going on a walk and having to do travel, or just times when you get a bit bored. And when you're doing certain things, having a podcast on, it can change certain tasks and make them a little bit more meaningful and entertaining. So for example, when I commute to work, I always listen to podcasts. I listen to personal development podcasts in the morning, and then more maybe factual ones. Not factual, that's the wrong word, but ones to do with maybe politics and more serious topics where your mind has to be of a particular mindset to absorb it. So I do have a range of podcasts that I listen to. I'm an Everton fan, and I listen to Everton podcasts, The Blue Room and also the Royal Blue podcast. So I listen to them just to keep abreast of issues with Everton. I am hoping to do a podcast on football and basically how corrupt I think football is these days. And I'm hoping to get someone on to talk about that. Podcasting is a big hobby of mine. I listen to podcasts every day. And I also got into the idea of making podcasts because I just felt like I had a voice and I had stuff I wanted to say. So I took a bit of a punt over it because I felt like, you know, I'm not getting any younger. And I thought, what do I want to do with my life? And I thought maybe doing some podcasting, some community-based stuff, giving people a positive message around those five key themes that I always talk about, but about people bettering themselves in the communities, and that's a big focus of mine. People getting the tools and the information to better themselves and to hear positive information. And also, to talk about some of the issues which might be a bit less positive, but also we might deal with those. I have had some good constructive criticism from people recently, and I do appreciate people getting in touch and giving constructive feedback. It does make a difference. Podcast I've got into recently, first one is Distraction Pieces, which is a podcast with Scroobius Pip. Scroobius Pip was a, I don't want to call him a hip-hop artist, but he's a multi-talented artist across different media, and he's been doing podcasts for years. So his most recent one is an interview with Paddy Considine, the actor, which was podcast number 469. So listen to a podcast of his the other week from the episode before, which was with Frankie Boyle, and before that it was Sex with Charlie and Nina. And I just want to talk about that Sex with Charlie and Nina. They do a sex positive podcast called Sex with Charlie and Nina, and they talk quite openly about issues relating to sex and sexual relations. And it's, I sent them a message on Twitter actually saying how good it was to have some of those issues out in the open. And they replied as well, which was quite nice, which they didn't have to do because they're pretty famous now, I think. But that's a good podcast for talking about sex positivity and issues related to that. I also listened to a podcast for a number of years now called The Bunker. And The Bunker, they do like about 6 or 7 podcasts a week. Don't think it's quite one a day, but they put old episodes on now. And basically it's politics, current affairs, etc. And then they have like special episodes focusing on a particular issue. And I honestly think I've listened to every episode since March 2020, except for maybe 5 or 6 episodes I might have missed. It's absolutely fantastic. And it's really good for keeping on top of things. They have lots of experts in, and they have a regular team who are always in the studio and who rotate for different episodes. So check out The Bunker. It's absolutely brilliant. They have a few podcasts. They do like a culture podcast on a Saturday. You've got like a little family. So they've been doing one on the Ukraine conflict. Well, the invasion of the Ukraine by Russia. Podcast is called Doomsday Watch, and it's a special series from a series that started a while back about like issues, existential crises that are affecting the world as we move forward. That's Doomsday Watch. Also, they do other podcasts, like they do one called Origin Story about the origins of certain keywords and themes in society, which is also brilliant. And they do a great weekly podcast called Oh God, What Now?, which was formerly the Romaniacs podcast. But basically, get into The Bunker and the family of podcasts that they do. They're absolutely brilliant. I listened to a podcast called The Briefing Room. And The Briefing Room is a podcast that's usually on for about half an hour. And basically, they look at particular issues. So I think this week's episode is about the staffing crisis in the NHS. So if you look at issues like that, current affairs issues, which I find really good too. I've just started listening to a good podcast called Throughline as well, which is United States history and international history through the lens of the long view. So looking at how things in the past have impacted us right up to the modern day. So that's a really good podcast. I've listened to the past 3 or 4 episodes of that and found that really, really useful. In terms of other podcasts to listen to, there's not necessarily connections between these. It's a bit random the way I'm doing this. I do listen to a podcast called The Jordan Harbinger Show. And I've spoken about Jordan Harbinger on one of my podcasts in the past because he has good advice and he gets good specialists in on particular issues. So his most recent one is about placebos and the science of mind over body. And they have like an expert in, and he reads the books, etc., and then gets them in and does great podcasts. He does like a Feedback Fridays podcast as well every Friday where they look at a range of issues that people have wrote in with. One podcast I do want to beef up is the adult or the ADHD adults podcast, which has been very, very, very revelatory and important to me in terms of me understanding possible ADHD that I might have. I'm undergoing I'm awaiting investigation, and I found that just absolutely incredible at basically telling me things that have happened in my life and explaining why they've happened in that way when you think there's something wrong with you. So I found that really, really helpful. So well done to the lads, the two lads on that. I forget their names. Is it James and... They're always arguing with each other about the fun. Address serious issues using a bit of humour, which I find useful. I've also been listening to the Paul Cope show. Now, Paul Cope is going to be on this podcast soon. And Paul Cope is from Liverpool. And he basically wrote a book a few years ago called How to Solve Any Problem in Your Life. And he's worked with some very big names. And it's a holistic approach to understanding why you are the way you are, and I have never heard anything like it. I'm currently doing this online course, and I really would recommend checking out Paul Cope. Whatever issues you've got going on in your life, I'm doing this online course at the minute, which I have access to through Hope Street, because Paul's done a speech at Hope Street, the mental health and wellbeing charity that I volunteer with. I can't speak more highly of Paul Cope, so check that out, that podcast. I've been listening to a great podcast ever since I did the podcast of David Moorhead about books, and David spoke about his fantastic play Forgotten Voices as well early on in the North and South podcast's journey. He's the only guy who's been on twice. I'm hoping to have him on again real soon. But after we discussed great books, I actually found a podcast called Backlisted, which looks at books by famous authors, but books that are less well known by famous authors. And it might not be for everyone if you're not into like literary theory and English literature or whatever, but I have never heard such a fantastic discussion about literature. And I can even listen to them talking about books I've never read and probably will never read. Just the way they talk about literature, and they choose excerpts from the books and read about them. It's absolutely fantastic, and I would recommend you checking that out, Backlisted. I also listened to the Stoic Coffee Break. This is a bit more of a well-being one, but this guy, he's done about 200 plus podcasts now, and they're on for a short amount of time. Sometimes does a longer one, like an interview or a special one, but basically lessons from the Stoic philosophers who I've mentioned a lot. I find the Stoic philosophy really good in dealing with the ups and downs in life and some of the issues that get flung our way. That is a great podcast. I've been listening to the Rags to Riches podcast as well, which is by a property developer, but he's just talking about like getting into property development, which I'm not necessarily into, but some of the messages he talks about life, I find that useful to listen to. Don Byrne, who's been on the podcast, got me onto that. I also listened to a great history podcast called Revolutions, which is a very detailed look at some of the big revolutions in history, and there's a guy who's on, does half an hour show about different types of revolutions through history. Very, very, very comprehensive, very interesting. And I've been listening to a podcast for a while called Philosophize This, which is again a guy who comes on and does podcasts on different philosophers through history. And I find that really helpful. He does like certain philosophers, he'll do like 4 or 5 episodes on that philosopher, if it's a big philosopher. But it gives a good summary and introduction to some of the key philosophers through history and the times that they lived in and the impact that they might have had on the modern world and the way we think. In terms of politics, I listen to Politics Weekly UK by The Guardian. I listen to the British politics one and the American politics one, just to keep on top of things either side of the Atlantic. I am very scared, as you know, with what's happened since 2016 in this country, the kind of post-truth populist politics which we've had since Brexit, particularly under Johnson, and I think Truss moving forward. She scares the absolute bejesus out of me. As you know, across the pond, the potential for Trump to retain, or someone similar to Trump to retain, and for American democracy to effectively end, if not be severely compromised in the next few years, is very much a possibility. Again, if you're a populist who loves strongmen, then you'll be happy with that, but I'm certainly not, because that has a big impact on the rest of the world. I listen to Reasons to be Cheerful with Ed Miliband as well. I forget who his co-host is, my apologies, but they talk about things that are going on in the world that have got a positive impact. I find that podcast really good. They talk about different issues and have different guests in. Really useful. There's a podcast called The Astral Hustle, which is a bit of a self-help one, but there's a guy called Corey Allen, and he does interviews with people and sometimes does like a short one where he talks about like a key point or a key theme that he wants to get across. That's a good podcast as well. I listen to the TED interview podcasts. They're always really good, where a guy, they've just got a new guy in, Stephen Johnson, who's replaced the previous guy who used to do the podcasts. And whenever someone does a TED interview, they do like a 40-minute to 1-hour podcast on the issues that are discussed, and it's really at the cutting edge of technology, education and design. TED, TED. The Blind Boy podcast is brilliant. Not only is it a good podcast about like Irish culture, human behaviour, mental health and well-being issues. Blind Boy has been diagnosed with autism. I don't think he'd be happy with that, actually. You might just say he's autistic. And he uses his creative mind to great effect. He also regularly has guests on, and he has a very critical lens on certain things that are going on in the world, which are very unjust. So that's a great podcast. He does hot takes on things as well and turns them into the global themes and makes connections between things, which I really recommend. There's a podcast called North and South as well, which I do listen to by me. And if you want to get involved... You've heard this from me. If you can contribute the cost of a cup of coffee once a month, that would be great. Absolutely great if you could do that. And spread the word, share with people. And I'm hoping to expand things moving forward. Get involved. Come on and get involved. Message me. Get in touch with me and say you want to help out. Great to have you on board. I've been listening to a podcast called Media Storm recently by Matilda Mallinson and Helena Wadia. Hope I've got that right. But that's a great podcast about real cutting edge contemporary issues. Fantastic podcast. Can't recommend that more highly. Also, I listen to Buddhism for Everyone with Joanne Fox. She lives in the States and she talks about different aspects of Buddhism once a week. That's really good. I listen to the Weekend Lifestyle podcast as well by The Guardian. That talks about more of the kind of issues that get in the magazine. There are some political themes in that as well, as you will know. I do subscribe to the Making Sense podcast by Sam Harris. And Sam Harris is an American public intellectual who I think is a neuroscientist. But he also is big on things like ethics and politics and a whole host of things. So I really recommend listening to his podcasts, Making Sense. You have to subscribe to that. I subscribe to his Making Sense podcast and his meditation podcast, which is called Waking Up. And that has interviews, courses, meditations, which I find really, really helpful. And again, I started that during lockdown. It's really changed my life, as it were. I also listen to the No Light podcast by Brian Tyler Cohen. Hope I've got that right. And Brian Tyler Cohen basically is a Democrat, and he looks at what's happening in US politics and what the Republicans have been getting up to that week, which is quite scary. There's a great podcast called 90 Minutes with Neville Southall, which I find really good as well. And I think they do one podcast a month. And former Everton goalkeeper Neville Southall talks about key social issues to do with mental health, the menopause, whatever. And that is really, really good. I did listen to a podcast that was on for a bit recently called Create Destroy, about the creative process, but that has stopped releasing podcasts recently, so maybe they'll get back onto it soon. I do listen to Jordan Peterson, and although I do have a go at Jordan Peterson at times for his politics, I do find his psychology quite interesting. And also, it's good to see where people on the right are coming from on issues. I do find that quite informative. I also find Sam Harris's podcast quite interesting, where he often speaks to Republicans about people like Trump to get that kind of rightist non-Trump interpretation of things. just for my own sake, to keep abreast of things that are coming from the right, which, as you all know, is not my spiritual home. I listened to the Michaela Peterson podcast, who is his daughter. Again, politically, she's appalling, but she's got some of the things she says. She's got a chronic illness similar to me, and she discusses things that she's done to turn things around in terms of managing chronic illness and reducing reliance on often toxic medications. And she inspired me to go gluten-free, which has probably been the biggest single thing I've done to improve my health over the last 20 years since I was first diagnosed with Behçet's disease. I also listened to the documentary podcast, which is on the BBC World Service. I pick and choose me episodes on there, but that is really good. There's a great podcast called How Do You Cope with Ellis and John, and that talks to people about mental health. And they do a series every now and again. Series 3 finished about 2 months ago. Well worth checking that out. Can't recommend it more highly enough. There's a good podcast called Just One Thing with Michael Mosley, who is a scientist. And he looks at little things you can do to make your life better. Little 15-minute ones. He does a little case study and looks at the evidence to support why people might do something like, I don't know, dance more or go out for walks more or get cold showers, which is meant to stimulate an immune response and pick you up a bit. I listen to the History Hour from the BBC World Service once a week. That's a good podcast on some of the big events in history. I did listen to a great podcast called Talking Politics by David Runciman, and that ended about 3 or 4 months ago, and I found that brilliant, and that was a pity when that ended, but all good things come to an end. There's a really funny podcast with a lot of adult themes called Gossip Mongers as well, with David Earle and Joe Wilkinson. That is really, really funny, but it's not something that you would play to anyone under 18, really. And even if you're 18 or above, you'll be shocked by some of the stories that they tell. Okay, I'm not expecting you to remember all this, by the way, but, you know, there you go. Atletico Mints is a good, funny podcast as well, by Andy Fowles, who's a comedian from Sunderland, and Bob Mortimer. That is really funny. It's a bit quirky, a bit different, but well worth a listen. I listened to a podcast called The Doorstop Mile that influenced me to make big changes in my life during lockdown, by Alistair Humphreys. He wrote a book at the same time as well. That's really good. Tony Robbins, who's just a general life coach, plus so much more. Very inspirational speaker. He does a podcast. He does things now and again on his podcast, the Tony Robbins podcast. There's a great podcast from BBC Radio called Rethink, which does series now and again about particular things like rethinking education. So they did like 6 or so episodes on rethinking the education system. That was really, really useful. I listened to a podcast called The Happiness Lab with Dr. Laurie Santos. That does little series. I've done her online course as well on increasing well-being in your life. I used to listen to Under the Skin with Russell Brand, but that's gone to Luminary now. So I used to listen to that, and then you could listen to little bits from the shows, but I think that's fully gone over to Luminary. But his podcasts are excellent on a whole host of contemporary issues. I also listened to the first podcast I ever listened to, which is the Adam Buxton podcast, which is really funny. And my acupuncturist, Tim, got me onto this, and he said, check out the Adam Buxton podcast. It's really funny. And he has different guests on each week, and he's a bit of a comedian, going back a few years from TV, etc. But he also has like serious podcasts as well, where he discusses particular things which you may find of interest. Follow me on Twitter, share, etc., etc., and get into the podcast world. What I've just given you there, I don't listen to all of them all the time. Some of them are no longer running, or they do series and then go on and off, and it can get a little bit mad keeping on top of podcasts sometimes, but at the end of the day, don't get stressed in the podcast world. Just pick and choose what you listen to. It's about entertainment, it's about well-being, and it's about education. It's whatever you want it to be. So there are some great things out there. I've only really been into podcasting for, is it 3 years now? I think it was about 3 years ago I first listened to the Adam Buxton podcast, and then my life's pretty much changed since then. Generally, in terms of podcasting, for the good.
Okay.
So I hope you found some use in that. Let me know what you're listening to, and if there's any good podcasts out there. Usually, the weekend newspapers have podcast suggestions, and I find in the magazines and the what's on sections. And speaking to friends who listen to good podcasts is often a good way in as well. Right, hope you find this useful. Take it easy, and I'll speak to you soon. Bye. Also, this is a little bit I've added. Make sure you subscribe and follow and contribute financially to podcasts that you really like. I don't subscribe to everything and pay for everything, but I pay for about 5 or 6 podcasts. So, particularly independent ones, they really need your support. So please support what you like as much as you can. And even if you can't contribute financially to your favourite podcasts, share them, talk to friends about them, particularly the independent ones. Cheers, folks.